This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The death toll from last week's earthquakes in Turkey and Syria now approaches 40,000 people. Tens of thousands more have been injured. And since the rescue and recovery work started, there has been a rush to send cash. But getting remittances into Syria, which has been under American sanctions for years now, has been complicated, as Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports.
Danya Halak was born and raised in Syria and now lives in the U.S. She says sending money to relatives back home took days even before last week.
Now, with an earthquake, there's no idea or way for us to know how that money could be sent. It feels very debilitating.
But it's another story for a family member of Halak's living in Turkey.
The area around her was supported and she was able to receive aid.
The difference is Syria is under U.S. sanctions due to the Syrian regime's alleged support for terrorism and human rights abuses during the nation's civil war. Today, most major money transfer companies won't remit cash from the U.S. to Syria, even though they're a lifeline, especially after disasters, says Caroline Theoharides of Amherst College.
Remittances can go directly into the hand of the households. The households are able to spend it immediately on what's necessary, whether that's medicine, a new roof, clothes for their kids, whatever the case may be.
The Treasury Department has issued what's known as a general license, which a spokesperson says temporarily authorizes all transactions related to earthquake relief efforts in Syria that would otherwise be prohibited by sanctions. Susan Pozo of Western Michigan University says there's a message there.
That yes, there are restrictions, there are sanctions in place, but this is something different. The funds are going for a real humanitarian need.
She says the Treasury Department's move could also reassure money transfer companies worried about running afoul of U.S. sanctions. Even days later, Western Union, Raya, and MoneyGram still don't allow transfers from the U.S. to Syria on their websites, which means people trying to send money there may end up relying on social networks and family connections, says Ina Ganguly of the University of Massachusetts Amherst.
Those channels had already existed, so hopefully those can be leveraged.
Even if they're arduous. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.